But what was the joke of the month for August here on WGN? Marge Sipla, how are you, my friend?
Hello, John. I can't believe it's already September.
Yeah, no kidding. You wisely suggested, or maybe somebody else did, but we've tasked
somebody
you
else did.
With
yeah, somebody else did.
Keeping track of the best joke each month that we tell on our speed joke segment. And then when we come to the tournament at the end of the year, we'll already have 12 in our 16-team bracket. So this is a much more efficient way for us to keep track this month. And Marge, you've been writing them down, and we asked you to pick the best jokes of the month, one of which will go into the August slot. Fair enough?
Fair enough. You know, this is always so hard just to pick, you know, one. So I always come up with at least three or four, but I could always come up with more. They're just so good, and they make me laugh.
Okay, Marge, I'll let you tell them this time. So what was one joke you think should be up for our consideration?
Okay. A bagel married an English muffin last week. It was going great, but then someone decided to toast the bride and groom, and that ruined it for everybody.
What? Give me another one, Marge.
Why aren't dogs permitted in bars? Because they can't control their liquor.
All right, now you have said you had three for this month, Marge.
Yeah, I like this one the best. This last one, I think, is the best one. I was driving and hit a turkey. It flew over my car and landed on the car behind me. It was a police car, and the policeman gave me a ticket for flipping him the bird.
Now, to me, that is the least of the three, Marge, of those. And if I may, Pete, do you have it ready? So I know how you feel about these, Marge. This violates the 46-second rule, and it's not exactly what you're doing. But I remember from the month of August a series of jokes, which also included this. Hey, Dave, remember how last week I went to a funeral for a friend of mine?
Yeah.
A guy stood up and said, plethora.
The widow said, thank you, that means a lot.
And then another guy stood up and said, bargain, and the widow said,
thank you, that means a great deal.
Yeah, well, I was at another funeral yesterday.
I'm going to quit hanging around you, Chuck.
Guy goes up and says, water hole, and sits back down. Wife says, thank you. I know you meant well.
That was thoughtful. Anyone else speak at this thing, John?
Well, Dave, someone else stood up at that funeral,
really?
And they said, underestimate.
What did the widow say?
She said, that means more than you know. I felt so motivated by all these great speeches, Dave.
You stood up to speak, too.
I stood up and I said, in 2024, shares of Apple stock sold for $19.13. But today, they're trading at $226 a share.
What did the widow say about that, John?
What do you think she said, Dave? She said, thanks, that's much appreciated. That's what she said. That was one way to do it. Marge, that's way too long, isn't it?
Well, that's why I didn't write it down, because it was just too long, and I didn't want to write it all down. But I do like that one. I do like that one.
Steve, which one should we slot for the joke of the month? What was the first one, Marge?
A bagel married an English muffin.
Yeah. Everything's going great till somebody decided to toast the couple.
Toast the bride and groom.
Well, yeah. Of the three that Marge gave us, I like that one, toasting the couple.
That's the one I'm going to go with. How about you, Mr. Annan?
I like the dog unable to control his liquor. Yes.
Bobby?
Yep, me too.
All right. Well, then it's 2-2, and Marge, you are... can you pick from those two, Marge?
From those two, it's tough. I think I choose the bagel.
It's decided. It'll be the bagel joke will be our nominee for the month of August. And we've got some for the month of September already, Marge, so I hope you're writing those down for us.
I am. I already wrote down a few already for September.
Well, I got a couple more here. We'll do a short version of the speed jokes today. Get your number two pencil out, Marge, and we'll talk to you next week, okay? Or next month, rather.
Okay.
Nice to talk to you, my friend.
All right. Bye-bye. Have a good month. Bye.
In Excelsis Deo is an episode at the Christmas season for West Wing. I used to remember what season and episode it was like. 1 and 7, maybe? But you'll find it if you're Googling around. Hey, let's do some new jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here we go. We got some jokes sent in today from Ed Brown Sr. in Homewood, and Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, and Richard from Northbrook, and Ed and Lyle. He's the proud owner of a coveted WGN Speed Jokes coffee mug. Patricia Malloy, Bob Corley from Arlington Heights with a good one. He said that we'll probably be rejected. Bob, you're right. Dave, again, in Grand Rapids, and James Wing, finding life's simple joys in Southwest Michigan. And Jen Foles sent us another joke. Thank you, Jen, in Rockford. And Brand Champion in Pleasant Prairie, and Barb Ebner in LaPorte, Indiana. Here we go. When I look at chocolate, Dave, I hear two voices in my head. The first one says, you need to eat that chocolate.
What's the second voice say?
You need to eat that chocolate. Guy walks into a bar with a pet alligator and says to the bartender, hey, do you serve lawyers here? And the bartender says, yeah, we do. And the guy says, great, I'll have a beer, and my alligator will have a lawyer. Two cannibals walk into a bar and order Tom Collins and Shirley Temple. Sleepy, Dumpy, Grumpy, and Doc walk into a bar. Bartender shows them the door and says, sorry, we don't serve minors. Hey, Dave, what did the dog say to the man?
I don't know. What?
Nothing, Dave. It's a dog. Come on, Dave. Haven't done one of those in a while, have we, Dave?
No, they're normally dinosaurs.
Guy says, I think my buddy is having an affair with my wife. The other guy says, what makes you think that? And the guy says, well, my friend's been miserable lately. So. Hey, downstate, my alma mater, Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, put out a warning on its social media pages. Did you see this? About a cougar sighting on or near campus. One of the students replied, nah, that's just my mom.